Well, it's amazing wandering around the BBC what you come across, and literally I've just stumbled over Bill Thompson of BBC Digital Archive these days, I think.
Digital Archives, Archive Development. It's one of those vague things, yes. Indeed, stumbled over. Well, I'm sitting in one of the hot desking areas in the new bit of broadcasting house. Actually, you have to follow me because I'm just getting a mug.
Okay, he's just going to get a mug. I may sound stupid, but what is the BBC Digital Archive?
It's the archive of the BBC that's been digitised. Boom, boom. So it's not so much... Digitisation is the future of almost any archive, because even if you've got assets that are non-digital, you want to digitise them for access, and then you want... And some things you can digitise forever, like videotapes. You can take all the bits off and then throw them away. Film you can't. You don't digitise film to preserve it, you digitise film to make it accessible. Anyway, the BBC, like every other cultural institution mistaken for a broadcaster from time to time, is slowly digitising all of its archive. It has it all catalogued. We know what's in there, mostly. Some of the paperwork is still, you know, in box files and needs to be sorted through, but all the audiovisual stuff, we know what's there. And so it's been digitised and catalogued and made available internally to the BBC, has been for many years, to assist programme makers and for legal requirements. And I'm part of a small, some might say small and deeply disturbed team called Archive Development that's trying to make it more available, to explore what uses could be made of the BBC's archive whilst respecting the interests of rights holders, while respecting the BBC's boundaries, to extract more value from it, to enhance the cultural realm, or, to, as I like to put it, to give the enlightenment...
You sound like the special boat squad going for a minefield.
It's not nearly that bad. It's actually... There's a great deal of support and enthusiasm for it. So, I mean, as you know, as listeners may know, I've been a freelance hack pundit journalist for many, many years, but for the past couple of years, I've become more and more embedded within the BBC. And it's been a surprise to me, A, to learn that I can actually do a job, you know, sit at a desk, fill in personnel forms, relate to other human beings, all those fine things, but also that there is a real appetite within the BBC to do things differently, to explore the possibilities that having a digital archive creates, and find out what that means for the BBC and for all the other cultural institutions, not just in the UK, but Europe and the rest of the world. Yeah, on a good day, I think what I'm doing is giving the Enlightenment another 500 years by ensuring that everybody has access to the digitised records of the past, that it's not just stuck in books on shelves that people don't bother to access, that it's not just stuck on walls where you have to actually be in a physical institution to see the paintings, you know, that all these things become possible.
And where's going to be the first manifestation of the fruits of this project, in a small way?
Well, there already are several out there. So we worked on this project with Arts Council England last year. I have to say last year, it's January, isn't it? Called thespace.org, and that was an experiment in how to create digital art, sort out the rights issues, put it up on a cloud-based platform. Massive success. Go see the space. It's still there. Working with the British Library on ways to allow people to, on researchers and academics and scholars, to search through the BBC's back catalogue and look at selected programmes so they can do that for research purposes. Working with the British Film Institute, because they have a remit to manage the National Television Archive. We'd like to help them do that more efficiently. So, yeah, lots of small things like that. And this year we're starting a project with JISC, which is the university's IT academics sort of network-y type thing. It's a bit complicated. JISC run JANET, the Joint Academic Network, working with JISC to see whether we can make more BBC material available within education under the existing copyright law. And, of course, there's discussions going on the back of the Hargreaves Review about how those exemptions might be extended. So a whole load of activity. So, yeah, I've managed to fit this full-time job into my spare time, still doing clicks, still writing, still broadcasting a bit. That's why I've got the bags under my eyes.
And now I feel guilty, so I'm going to have to leave you alone. Thank you.
Thanks.